Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Does Collaboration Matter for Innovation? Let's dive in. We've all seen it. The eye rolls when you announce group work. The inevitable, I'll just do it myself student. The projects where one person carries the entire load. But here's what most teachers miss. The problem isn't collaboration itself. It's unstructured collaboration that kills innovation. Today, discover how intentional collaborative frameworks can transform frustrated students into creative powerhouses. Innovation requires cognitive diversity. Different perspectives colliding to create new solutions. When students work alone, they're limited to their own knowledge schemas and thinking patterns. Structured collaboration forces students to articulate their thinking, defend ideas, and build on others' insights. The exact skills innovators use daily. Vygotsky's zone of proximal development shows students can achieve higher order thinking through peer interaction than working solo. Studies reveal that diverse teams generate 19% more revenue from innovation because varied perspectives prevent groupthink. The key principle, psychological safety plus clear roles equals breakthrough thinking. Use the 1-2-4-all protocol. Students think individually, pair up to share, join groups of four to synthesize, then share discoveries with the class. Assign specific innovation roles. Devil's advocate, idea builder, resource connector, and implementation planner. This structure eliminates social loafing while maximizing creative collision. Last semester, my AP biology students were struggling with genetic engineering ethics, a perfect innovation challenge. I divided them into structured teams using the 1-2-4-all protocol to design solutions for crop resistance. The magic happened when the quiet students' molecular knowledge combined with the creative hammerman students' storytelling ability and the practical students' economic thinking. Their final presentation proposed a community-based testing model that none could have conceived alone. They moved from complaining about partners to requesting specific teammates for future projects. This week, replace one individual assignment with structured collaboration using defined roles and the 1-2-4-all progression. Watch how students who typically disengage suddenly contribute unique perspectives when they have clear purpose and psychological safety. Innovation isn't a solo sport. Every breakthrough from the iPhone to vaccines required diverse minds working together intentionally. When we teach students to collaborate strategically, we're preparing them for a future where their ability to work across differences will determine their impact on the world. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.